Do you find yourself living out of a place of expectation or expectancy? And what does that even mean? We're going to be talking about the difference here on 5-Minute Mentoring. Stay with me. Have you ever wanted to have someone in your life who you could ask real questions about your art, your business, and even your walk with the Lord? Well, that's exactly what we do every Friday here on 5-Minute Mentoring, where I answer one question from one of my awesome podcast listeners in order to help you start really thriving as the artist you know God created you to be. You know, one of my favorite books in the world is a book called The Story of With by my friend Alan Arnold. And Alan talks in that book about the difference between expectation and expectancy. And I've been really, you know, dealing with that in my own life. And I've shared a lot of that inside of the mentoring program. And so I had a question the other day from Rachel, who's in our program. She actually asked this on our live Q&A day the other day. And she said, Matt, my question is about living from a place of expectancy over expectation. And it's resonating a lot. She said, I wonder if it's in the times that I get excited and inspired that I can begin to move from a place of expectancy into expectation. It feels like God is unraveling my quote-unquote overwork way of doing things since starting to be a part of the Created to Thrive mentoring program. I know it's not all on my shoulders to make it happen, but at times my actions would suggest otherwise. So when is knowing enough is enough? Knowing when enough is enough seems to be the challenge. How do you catch yourself at this point and then keep in time and walk confidently at God's pace? Well, that was a great, great question. I know a lot of us struggle with that of, you know, moving from expectancy versus expectation and really how to deal with that. So I think it's best to, first of all, kind of talk about what those two terms mean. When we talk about expectation, which is what most people live out of, it's living out of a place of expecting everything to go the way that you see it or understand it in your mind before it happens. One of the things that I learned a long time ago is that most of the frustration that I experience in my life and that other people experience in their life is not because the world is bad and things are horrible and people are out to, you know, mess with me and all that. The major frustration that people deal with and that I dealt with in my life is because things don't happen the way I expect them to happen. Somebody doesn't react in a way that I expected them to. And so that throws my world off kilter and it makes me upset. It gets me all hot and bothered and under the collar. And I'm like, what do I do? And I can't believe they did this. And I just get all frustrated. Most people live like that and it causes a huge amount of drama. And two things happen. You know, number one, they cause everybody else around them to have a whole bunch of drama in their life because, you know, everybody's got to live by their expectations. And number two, it may cause people to actually walk on eggshells around you or disconnect from relationships because they may feel like they can't live up to your expectations. So that's that could be a whole podcast, right? Just right there. So needless to say, living out of expectation tends to be a control mechanism, a coping mechanism, if you will, that people use and that people get used to using in their life so that they can really control the outcomes and the emotions that they feel in their life. And why do they do that? Well, most of the time, it's because they've been hurt before and they don't want to get hurt again. Well, in the kingdom, living from expectation is not a healthy pattern of living. In the kingdom of God, I believe that it's all about living from that place of expectancy over expectation. Well, what does that mean? Living from expectancy says, you know, I may not know everything that's going to happen right now. I may not know all the details. I may not know how this person is going to respond or how the situation is going to work out or whatever. But in the middle of that, I know that God's for me. I know that God is at work in my life. I know that he who began a good work in me is faithful to complete it. I know that I've already been given everything I need for life and godliness. I know that my identity is not defined by how this situation works out or doesn't work out, but is defined by God's love for me and my position as a son in his kingdom. It says, hey, I may not understand fully how this thing's going to work out, but I understand who is in charge of the situation, and it's not me, it's God. See, when you can begin to understand that our role in the kingdom is to, yes, steward the things God's given us, walk in the assignment and the authority he's given us, walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, but at the end of the day is not to try to control the outcomes and not to try to, try to control the experience, but to walk with him on a journey, trusting that everything is going to work out no matter what it looks like on the surface. I love that song that's so hot right now by Upper Room that's called Surrounded, or some people call it Fight My Battles. And it says, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. And that is living not from expectation, but living from expectancy. And so I think, when Rachel's asking this question, how do I know when I'm getting into expectation versus expectancy? I think, one of the big things that is a trigger for me that says, you're going into expectation is when I feel myself getting really aggravated or really frustrated about things not working out, quote unquote, the way they're supposed to, or the way I would have thought about it. And that's just a wonderful opportunity to stop wherever you are, confess that before the Lord, and just say, Jesus, I just give that to you. And would you just help me to make an exchange right now? Instead of me trying to control everything, Lord, I want to live and flow in your unforced rhythms of grace. I just want to flow with you and experience life the way you meant it to be experienced, not me trying to control everything. And listen, when you do that, when you take every thought captive and you intentionally do that, things will shift. And all of a sudden, you'll begin to live more out of that place of expectancy than you do out of expectation. Well, listen, I hope that's an encouragement for you. That's a great question from Rachel. And, I'm always looking for great questions, and I'm glad I was able to share that one with you today. Listen, if this is a blessing in your life, do me a favor, subscribe to the podcast right there on iTunes. Also, take a moment and review it and just let everybody else know if this is a blessing in your life, if the things that I'm teaching are really an encouragement to you. That really, really helps us get the word out about the podcast and everything that we do at Matt Tommy Mentoring. All right. Well, I love you very much. I'll talk to you again. Remember, every Tuesday with the Thriving Christian Artist podcast, and then every Friday for 5-Minute Mentoring right here on iTunes or wherever you're listening.